Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Intuition and Spirituality series. This episode is all about understanding the links between intuition and depression. We know that intuition is the communication of our spiritual self to our physical self. Our spirit gives us intuitive messages in order to create some type of action or response to help us with making decisions. These messages come to us as a mental thought, a visual impression, an emotional expression, or even a physical feeling. But what happens when these messages appear to be of a negative nature? When we have these thoughts that are not positive and tend to drag us down. There are a few things we can look at and some techniques to help us, but first I want to share the reason why this subject has come up. Not long ago, I started feeling, I started feeling the stresses at work. I do end-of-month reporting, so the stresses all started coming on at that first week in the month. So that's when I would do all the end-of-month reports. So it started off with just that week. And then that week went to that fortnight. So over the months, the fortnight became more stressy because I couldn't get the work done in the shorter time of the first week. Then more work was put on me. And the third week started to get busier and busier. And that followed by the fourth, naturally. I used to have the third and fourth weeks in order to be able to catch up with those things that I needed to get done. But I was finding that I wasn't able to do any of that. I just knew I wasn't coping. And after about the fourth month of this happening, I knew I needed to do something about it. So I decided to get some body work done. Now, where I went was not necessarily a gentle, nice massage. It was actually body work where the therapist was working on the insertion and the origins of the muscles, so where they join to the bone. Now, I am aware of all this side of things because I was a massage therapist, so I understood what was going on. And I understand there's a lot of what they call muscle memory in those areas too. So I see it as an emotional storage area for negative emotions that haven't been released. And that could be our intuition that has put forward these emotions, but we've not dealt with them, we've not released them. So they've been jammed into these areas in our physical body. So imagine like having a deadly spider or a snake that's caught up in this environment or this area, or a snail. My sister's frightened of snails. Anything that scares you, trapped within you and left there. And then all of a sudden, there's some work done on you, and it allows this spider or snake to come crawling out. And it doesn't go away. It stays near you until you deal with it. Well, the emotions are like that. They're like being held in this area of your body. And as you're doing this body work, it allows it to be released, but we need to deal with them. And at this particular time, in my wisdom, I decided that during this stressful time that I was experiencing at work, it was time to get some body work done. Intuitively, I knew it was time, but I also knew it was going to be hard because these emotions were going to come up and I needed to deal with them. I knew the concept behind it, but it didn't quite make sense until I actually started working on it. This week, it really hit me. To release these pent-up emotions, we have to open ourselves up. And when we open ourselves up, We experience more of what is happening around us, and we can become very, very sensitive to words, to actions, and to other people's emotions. So I was experiencing a lot of stress and tension at work. And then any time anybody said anything to me, I was taking that on board too, because I was very, very sensitive. I am an empath, and empaths are already very intuitive, but they can feel other people's emotions a lot stronger than what somebody who isn't as empathic is. In fact, they can often feel other people's emotions better than they can feel their own. So my situation was getting more and more stressy. Okay, so this was the blend. I was an intuitive empath. I was under increasing stress, and I was getting body work done that was releasing deep-seated emotion from situations that, well, from a violent pack rape, a 20-year emotionally abusive relationship, and my general feelings of uselessness. So, yeah, I hit the trifecta, and I'm still not out of the woods. The end of the month reporting is looming, and the stress is building again. But I have had a deeper look into the situation. I've asked for guidance from my spiritual side. And these are the intuitive messages that came through. Now, when you want to understand if the messages are intuitive guidance or depressive resistance, this is what you can look at. The physical aspects always have a lineal timeline to them, and it is often about control. When it's like that, it's often a depressive resistance. Spirit, on the other hand, does not have a lineal timeline, and it is not control that they look for, spirit looks for. It's experience, and that is intuitive guidance. So when I looked at the stress, for me, it was having to get something done within certain time frames. So I had to achieve these time frame goals. And that, of course, became depressive resistance. It was physical. I needed to achieve these timeline goals. When the anxiety started to come in, and that anxiety is like a fear of the future. So something might happen in the future, and if I don't control it, or if I'm not aware of it, it could get away from me and I'm not in control of it all. So anxiety is about fearing what could happen. And of course, that is physical too, because it's got that timeline. And depression is a fear of the past, that it could happen again because it already has happened before, or you don't know how to control it. So it may have happened before, but not necessarily to you. So depression will take on that, where we sit in that sort of area. Again, a timeline and a control factor. Now, what do we do? We mix all of these together. We throw them up in the air and then we see how they land. I know when I'm feeling down, I tend to pull everything else in with it. When I'm feeling stressed, I bring the anxiety in. I bring the depression in. I bring everything in with it because I'm not coping. We are so busy trying to cope with this depressive resistance that we don't take on the intuitive guidance that is being delivered to us. So I had these stresses from work and general living, and I got anxious every month that this time frame was coming up. I had to get these end of month reports done. But just to make matters worse, I would drag all that crap out from the past and I decided to get body work done, which, of course, aggravated that past situation, those past experiences, and brought them forward. So a meltdown was definitely in order for me. But I didn't have one. And I won't, because I did give myself time to talk about it with others. I gave myself the time to experience it in my own way, and the control to give back to myself in ways that make me smile. I had the control to be able to give to me. Now, if time and control were creating the problem, then time and control had to be the healer of the situation. So how can you tell the level of depression? Now, I'm not a professional regarding mental health, but I have done a life coaching course and I have a uni degree in public health, plus experiences with a few mental health growing opportunities that I have had myself. So this is not an insight. This is not a science that I'm giving you. This is just how I feel, and this is the intuitive messages that I've received. So this is how I can tell the level of depression and when I need to take control over how I spend my time. So just imagine, the more we go into control and time, the more we have to give back to ourselves. We have the control to give back to ourselves and that time to ourselves. I need to work and I needed to live, but there's ways we can control how we spend our time. We all have our ups and downs, but when your downs are hanging around for too long, then you just need to ask this simple question. This is the question that's going to help you. This is the question that's going to have you understand whether you're deep in depression, whether you're feeling the anxiety, or whether you're just getting stressed and you need to have some time, more time out. The question is, how far in advance can you organize or look into your future? Whenever I'm feeling down, I think, how far in advance can I organize or look into my future? Because when I'm feeling good, I can look 12 months down the track and I can talk about booking overseas holidays. I can talk about the next birthday or Christmas event, or what I'm hoping to do or what I want to achieve the next year. My future is never ending and it's exciting when I think about it. So when I'm feeling good, the future is not linear. It's just there. It's just there. I know, we know in our own minds that it's linear, but I don't have a time frame for it. I can just look down the track. When I start getting stressed, the next 6 months is about as far as I can go. If it's April, Christmas is still just too far away for me, and I've got to put that on the back burner. I can't deal with that. And yet, when I'm feeling good, I could deal with that without any problem. About the 6 months when I'm getting stressed, I could organise an easy holiday, one that's like a certain location, as long as it's within the next 6 months. I couldn't do an overseas holiday where there was lots of other things to organise, lots of extended things like getting your passports and that sort of stuff, visas. I couldn't do that if I was stressed. The future becomes shorter and it doesn't appear as never-ending. So when I'm stressed, I tend to see like the 6 months, anything further than 6 months is just black. I can't see it. I can't picture it. I can't visualize it. So there's no way I can organize anything around it. So that's when I'm feeling stressed. When the anxiety starts to pop into the mix, I can't think any further ahead than 1 to 3 months. The levels of stress and anxiety start to really take over. They're constantly rearing their heads and they keep my time frames in control. I can only get a month or two ahead, and even then, I don't feel confident about it. Holidays are not an option. And everything that is challenging and can be delayed is done so like 3 months, just so it's out of my current future zone, comfort zone. So when I'm stressed, my current comfort zone for my future could be up to 6 months. When I'm getting anxious, the current comfort zone for my future is about 3 months. I can't do much more than that. Now, depression for me is less than a month. If I'm only thinking month to month, then I am needing more help. And I remember when I was going through this with my separation of my 20-year marriage, I couldn't think about the next week, let alone the next month or year. It was impossible. All I could do was get through the next week and see what happened from then. At one stage, I remember going to the shops to buy food for the week, and I just could not think what to get. The future just wasn't in my head. It wasn't an option. The stress, the anxiety, the depression was all setting in, and I just could not think in advance. I remember just grabbing something to eat and I went home. But lucky for me, my week to week only lasted for about 6 weeks before I started changing and the time frame started to extend. Now, some people go like this year after year as they battle with heavy depression. And honestly, I only experienced it that really strongly that one time. And I understand where you're coming from. It's just so challenging. It's just so hard. And when you can't see a future in front of you, your whole life just is changed. It's completely changed. And I remember that feeling. I can remember thinking, if my future can't extend and it's only coming one way, the closer it gets to my now and not being able to think about even the next day, the more depressed you get, the more I understood why people don't see a way out. So if you're feeling anything like this, please seek professional help. You really need to be able to talk to somebody. You really need to be able to extend your future so you can make decisions about your life and about who you are and where you want to go. And honestly, if you're in that depressive state, you can't be feeling good. You've got to take those steps one at a time and be pleased with even thinking of organizing something the next week. And if you can think of organizing something the next month, you know you're going well. You know you're getting further and further away. So that is perfect. So that's the question. It's all about how far in advance can you see your future, or can you organize something? I know with COVID, it's made a big, big difference. And look, this time frame and this timeline, it is simplified. I know it's not as easy as all that, but it did give me the guidance. I needed that in order to make some changes. I had to understand that I was on this downward slide, and this time frame allowed me to work that out. The less future I could see in my life, the more I knew that I needed help. And a couple of weeks ago, I was struggling in this week to week. I'd gone from the month to month and watched them, the end of month reports, extend until it became week to week, where I just couldn't see a way out. Now, I'm not really sure that the body work was the right choice at the time, but it has made a big difference. I probably tend to go a little bit overboard when I'm feeling down. I push probably a little bit hard to feel good. And this was part of the body work, but I did give myself the time. So I am happy that I did that. Now, giving myself the time to listen to my intuition was relevant to these time frames. So when we're feeling good, we don't need to give ourselves time, because usually we're doing what we already want to do, or we're doing what we like, or we've already got that natural balance. We are naturally giving to ourselves, and we're giving space and time that we need to make sure that we still smile. So as the stresses of life step in, then we have to allocate time for us. And it does feel a bit weird, but we need to give ourselves that time and that space so our intuition has the opportunity to guide us in our decisions. Now, make sure you have holidays or a break from the stresses. Do a meditation class or yoga, or sit with a good book, or spend time playing. Play with the kids. Go and kick a ball around. Play puzzles. Just do things that allow you to engage your conscious, so your subconscious, which is where your intuition is, can come forward. Anxiety and depression tell us that time for yourself is no longer an option. It is a must. Now, start off with small time frames, such as listening to a guided meditation once a day or at night when you lay down to sleep. Then start to do your own meditation for 5 or 10 minutes a day. Set the time of day and sit there. Even if you don't do anything else but sit, you're giving yourself time. Now, progress. Progress to, say, attending a class once a week, or take each step at your own pace. You know, whatever feels right for you, you'll get there just one step at a time. One thing I find as an empath is that if you commit to doing something else for someone else, it makes it easier to achieve. Now, that's me. That's just how I feel. So, like, if you want to join my Facebook group, it's called Emotional Mastery. And it's a safe space that you could commit to, say, writing or videoing something about you, like one lesson you have learnt this week, or something like my tip this week, and give us a tip on whatever it is. It's about you giving to somebody else, but at the same time, you're actually receiving information. Your tip for the week will be coming through from your intuition. And I mean, to start with, that probably is very analytical, but then it will start to come through. It will start to flow. As you're helping someone else, at the same time, you're helping yourself, and you step away from that depressive resistance and more towards the intuitive guidance. So in all of this, this week, we've booked ourselves a two-week holiday in about 6 weeks' time. So again, it's an easy local holiday because I am still feeling stressed. I needed somewhere quick and easy I can get to, but allows me to unwind and stop. So we're heading up north, and I can see a brighter future. Although, because of COVID, I can't see more than 6 months down the track. So I'm still in that stage where I've got the stresses. I can't think of even Christmas because of COVID. I used to go down to Melbourne and have it with the family. I can't think of those sort of things at this stage. But that's mainly because of COVID, but also the stresses that go with it. So the link between intuition and depression is about time and about control. Depression is on the physical side and tries to control your time here. Intuition is on the spiritual side and gives you time to take control of your own life. So for the right guidance, you need to give yourself the time to receive the positive intuitive messages from your spirit. That is what will help you make the right decisions. If you want any more advice or tools about trusting your intuition, subscribe to the podcast, follow me on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, or jump onto the website intuitivenature.com.au and check out the blogs and free resources. Remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, from Intuitive Nature, and I thank you for listening. Stay safe, and bye for now.